This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USAprepares.com. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. You know, Gwyneth, we were talking about preparedness. And I think I've done enough to beat up Lowe's, that store I despise. But I was thinking about another store I despise. And that's Best Buy. And Best Buy, I don't know if you have them in Australia, but this is like an electronics place. And I remember wanting to buy a headset to do a live remote broadcast. And I didn't have one that was working right. And so I went into Best Buy in Virginia. I was traveling, and I wanted to buy a headset, and this guy helped me. First he wanted to sell me one for about $80, and I said, no, I don't want that lime green thing. I just, you know, I'm not going to wear that. I just don't like the look of it, and I'm not going to spend that much. And I found one, a Plantronics brand, which is a good old brand. Of course, it's made in China, but it was about $20, and I was happy with that. I liked the way the boom worked and so forth, and I could plug it into a PC, and it would work. It had the adapter for the microphone, the headphone, 3.5 millimeter connectors. Anyway, so I was leaving. I paid for it in the back, and I had it all paid for. I had the receipt, and I was walking out the door, and I got jumped by the security type people. You know, those greeters, the reverse greeters, the exit patrol, to make sure I wasn't stealing it. And the guy said, "I need to see your receipt." And I said, "No, what's the problem?" He said, "Well, I just want to make sure, you know, I need to see your receipt." And I said, No, I paid for it back there. I mentioned the guy's name who I bought it from and paid him. And I said, "No, I paid for it back there. And it's mine. You can't see it. I'm not going to prove to you that I paid for it. You got me on camera. Go look at the footage. But I'm not going to prove to you that I own everything that's in my pockets and this headset." And so a couple more security guys come over, and now it's like three of them to make sure that I'm not going to escape with this $20 thing. And I object to that. I object to being treated as a criminal. I said, "Well, get the manager." I'm paraphrasing, and so we got the manager, and the manager said, "What's the problem?" And I said, "Well, I don't think these guys believe that I paid for this." He said, "Well, you can leave. Have a nice day." It's okay. So, do I want to go to Best Buy? No. Now, what's Best Buy famous for right now? Well, selling a case of bottled water at nearly $43.
Wow.
Now, because of
that's
the storm
amazing.
In Houston. Yeah, well, you know, and what do they do? Well, it's like 24 bottles, $43. So, how do they justify, or how do they explain it? It's always the same. It's the clerk's fault. You know, it's those darn clerks. I guess we don't train them. We hire these people, and they go put signs on. They go and price whatever they want, wherever they want, and they make up the numbers. That's ridiculous. Let me tell you, clerks don't do that. Clerks don't go and pick prices.
It's the management sets the prices. That's the whole point.
That's right. That's right. So, but the management doesn't say, "You know what? We were going to gouge our customers, and we're going to take advantage of them because the storm was here, and people were panicking, and they wanted water, and we thought we could take advantage of them. So we charge $43 for a case of water." No, they didn't say that. They blame the clerk.
Yep.
They always blame the
clerk. You
know
what I reckon everybody should do about their water situation? Okay? If you get a 5,000-gallon tank, okay, it has a footprint of probably around about 9 or 10 feet. okay, it can fit in a driveway. And if you get a 5,000-gallon water tank and hook it up to your guttering system, and, you know, the homeowners association can say whatever they want about you putting a 5,000-gallon water tank in your driveway. But if it's going to mean the difference of you having clean drinking water in an emergency and you not having clean drinking water in an emergency, you have to look after your own. That's just how it is. And I have done that in properties, suburban properties in the past that I have owned. And the looks on the neighbours' faces when that crane came in and placed that 5,000-gallon tank in the place where it was meant to go, okay, was quite something to behold. But I said, I would turn around and I would say, it's rainwater for my garden.
Mm-hmm.
And they would shrug and they would go back in their house. And do you know something? Within a short period of time, there was a garden planted around the tank of cacti, okay? And the tank grew into its place.
Mm-hmm.
And it hindered a view of my garage from the road, which was also handy.
Mm-hmm.
I was still able to get into my garage because it had a double door. The only thing was that I could no longer put motor vehicles in my garage, but because I also had another driveway with a carport, that wasn't a problem. Yeah, so this is it. You have got to think about yourself and your family in a preparedness situation, because in New Zealand, the government would have their civil defence program, but they would not do it for you. Their instructions were, as I remember them, have a box in your house somewhere at all times. In this box, you should have a flashlight. You should have a battery-powered radio. You should have at least a week's supply of food, preferably canned food that will not go off. And other preserves that you can cook and eat quickly and easily. You should have matches and lighters. You should have candles. And you should have all of these things that we normally regard. And they said, when you know that a disaster is imminent, put the plug in your bathtub and fill your bathtub and do not bathe in it. And that is excellent advice. And they said little things like the water in your toilet cistern in an emergency is drinkable. It's not contaminated, not the water in the bowl. But in an absolute emergency, you can drink the water from your toilet cistern. Okay?
Mm-hmm. And what you're talking about is the toilet tank, the tank on the back.
That's
not,
right, at the top.
Not the bowl. But
at the top. Yep. Not the bowl. Not the bowl.
Mm-hmm.
The tank at the top in an absolute emergency is potable. You can drink that, okay? But you would have to be desperate. You've got to get through the water in the bathtub first.
Yeah.
Fill your sinks. Fill any pots and pans that you might have with tap water, okay? If you've got a big stock pot of the old-fashioned kind that they used, that once upon a time every household had for boiling bone broth, then fill that with water. Sit it on your sink. And do not use any of this water for washing. It is for drinking. Okay? That, and any bottles, any cans, anything around your house, anything that will hold water, fill it with water. As soon as an emergency is announced, and especially bottles like soft drink bottles, soda bottles, vinegar bottles, any bottle that has had beverages or things like oil or vinegar in it in the past that is not poisonous, not things like laundry products, bottles, or anything like that, okay? But like I said, the best idea of all is if you feel embarrassed to do the 5,000-gallon tank thing, you ring up the rural supplies. They'll deliver it anywhere, okay? IBC cubes. If you can find a local, go on the internet and search, or if you know of a farm supply store, or if you know of a local food manufacturer, and if you have a one-ton truck, or if you have a car and a trailer, pick up a few IBC cubes. Okay, there's a square cubes with the metal cage and the plastic cubic tank inside, but please make sure it's food grade, okay? Make sure that it has been used for carrying something like molasses or, high fructose corn syrup or something like that, okay? We all know high fructose corn syrup is bad, but compared to Roundup, it's not that bad. Okay, so the main thing is make sure it's food grade and fill that either with rainwater or even in an emergency tap water, okay, if you need to get it filled quickly, if there's an emergency coming, because yes, in the long run, tap water will probably kill you, but in an emergency, you're far more likely to die of thirst or of cholera than from drinking tap water, okay? This is really, really important. And the other thing that they said was put a copy, I don't know if anyone has a phone book anymore, put a copy of this phone book, and these instructions were in the back of the telephone directory. They said put a copy of this telephone directory in the box, okay? That's for two reasons. One reason in New Zealand was they had a cultural thing that the Civil Defence Department encouraged. They said, if you have to evacuate, tear off the back page of this phone directory, which was coloured bright yellow, and stick it in your letterbox on your way out the door. That indicates, listen, there's looters out and about anyway. If your place is going to get looted, it's going to get looted. But it indicates to the emergency services that you've already gone. It saves them valuable time in having to search your property. Okay? And, These days, they advise them to put up a sheet.
We'll be right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different high-tech shelters, from garage shelters to deep earth bunkers, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. And we ship worldwide. Attractive, comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, Beth, we were talking about civil defense, and you were talking about a couple uses for the phone book. One was for the information about civil defense, and putting that, tearing out that yellow sheet and sticking it in your mailbox on the way out. What was another use for the phone book?
Okay, fire starter.
Yeah.
Rip yeah. the pages out. Two at a time. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that they didn't mention in this civil defense guide, that is, as far as I know, it's still in the cover of every New Zealand phone book, in the back cover. But I don't know that it's still there, because it's been many, many years since I've lived in New Zealand. But phone companies might want to take note. A supply of kindling and firewood, okay, mm-hmm. and an axe. A small hatchet-type axe will probably do if you don't feel confident using a full-size axe, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But then you will have fire. And also, here they call them billies. Okay, which is a lightweight aluminium, I know, or whatever material happens to be made out of, a cooking pot. Okay, like I said, in an emergency situation, not having a good small cooking vessel is more likely to kill you than that cooking vessel being made of aluminium. aluminum, I believe they call it in the United States. Mess kit.
Right, we call
probably
it aluminum.
Is a better mm-hmm. option. Probably a mess mm-hmm. kit would be a better option. But here in Australia, they have a unique kind of cooking pot called a billy, okay? And that is, it's specifically made for camp cooking. But if you had a billy and a mess kit, you can use a mess kit as I believe that there is a, usually a small cooking pot in a mess kit. And it folds up with the handle across the top, and it usually clips together. But if you had a billy and a mess kit, then you could probably easily cook for a family. A mess kit for each person, okay? These little things and a small supply of dry firewood, okay? I'm talking about just maybe even a box or two. And like I said, even a small hatchet or a small axe, you can go outside, if it's safe, and prune the trees in your garden and bring them in and cut them up for firewood, if you have to. The trees will grow back. But you have to have that initial small dry supply because you need to build a fire in order to dry out more wood. Okay, so you put the wood that you have that's dry, you make a fire with it, and before you build the fire, you go out and you get more wood from outside. It might be wet, it might be green, etc., etc., but if you stack it around the fire, it will dry enough to be usable as firewood, okay, within just maybe half an hour or an hour, and you keep that cycle going, and you will have warmth, and warmth is so essential for cooking, for keeping dry, and also for keeping people's spirits up, okay? And depending on the kind of house you have, you may have a back patio. You can build the fire out in the undercover patio. If you're in an apartment, you may find that you have to make a small stove out of something like an old can, or something like that, okay? You have to learn to be creative, and you have to learn to be imaginative, but whatever you do, don't burn the apartment building down, okay? Use your own common sense. Put the stove on something that will not burn, like a concrete slab, okay? And, you know, if you have to survive in place. If you are ordered to evacuate, I would say that it's a very, very good idea to do so, if you can do so safely. But if you're ordered to evacuate, probably already it's too late to evacuate. Okay? If you're going to evacuate, by far the best thing to do is to leave several days ahead of the curve, if you possibly can.
There you go. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, if you'd like to contact Gwyneth Isaacs in Australia, you can contact her through the link at USA Prepares on the Instructors tab. Also on page one of USA Prepares. Gwyneth, you're talking about a couple of things. I want to make a couple quick comments. Phone books. Now, other than the historical value that you may see in having a phone book, you know, to show maybe your grandchildren. Can you imagine this, grandchildren? We used to use these, and we would look up phone numbers in these books. Well, they don't have them anymore, but, you know, I can imagine we're going to be doing away with phone books in the near future. But there's another use for the pages of a phone book, and that is toilet paper. It's not the first choice. It's not the first choice, but it might be the second choice. And the second choice may be the first choice, you know, depending on whether you have, you know, roll toilet paper or not. So that's a thought. Next thing is we're talking about not burning down the apartment or the kitchen or the house. And when we tiled our bathrooms here at the farmhouse, we used these 13 by 13 inch tiles, and they're like ceramic. And I bought extra ones, so if someone drops something hard and shatters one of them, I can pop it out and put in a replacement, and it would match, okay? So we have some spares. But I have some others that I put rubber feet on. They're 13 inches by 13 inches. And we place them on the kitchen counter. We have a Formica counter. We don't have one of those fancy counters that's granite or Corian or, you know, one of the other higher-end counters. We just have the plain old Formica. And it's with plastic, and could it catch on fire? Yeah, I guess it could. So what we do is we have these 13 by 13 inch tiles, put some rubber feet on them, and the toaster's on one of them. Okay, and if we use one of those little convection ovens that would be a countertop, you know, a little oven, that's on one of them, and the coffee maker is on one of them because they get hot on the bottom. So just a thought, you may want to consider doing what we do. Now, the reason we have rubber feet on them is because the bottoms of these are really rough, and they're harder than the Formica. So if you slide them around, you're going to scratch up the Formica. So we have use these rubber feet. Next thing is I looked up the IBC cubes or IBC totes that you were talking about, 275-gallon cube-shaped containers. They're made out of plastic, same color as milk jugs around the United States. 275 gallons with the metal cage around them and the valve on the bottom and the cap on the top with a screw-type cap. You can fill them with water. $50. You can go pick them up with a pickup truck. You can fit two of them side by side in the bed of a pickup truck. And they're lightweight. So literally, if one person had to, you could lift it yourself. It's a lot more pleasant with two people. But 275 gallons, roughly 4 feet by 4 feet, and 4 feet high. So 4 feet deep, 4 feet wide, 4 feet high. In a metal cage, and you can stack two of them. And so we have some of them on the farm. But don't buy the ones with Roundup. You know, you might find them with vegetable oil. You might find them with high fructose corn syrup. You might find some with food products in them. Make sure that you see the label. Make sure it says that it's, you know, food. You had food in it.
Food
or something
grade
like
FDA.
That, but no chemical. Yes.
Yep.
Nothing less. Nothing less. Okay. And then how do you clean them? Here's what I did. I took some food grade ones and I put them in the back of a pickup truck and I tilted it so the front of the pickup truck was going uphill. And I put the drain spout facing downhill toward the tailgate. And I rinsed them out with a garden hose. And then what I did was after I rinsed it out, I put some water in it, put a couple drops of dishwashing detergent liquid in there with maybe 5 gallons of water, and I strapped them in the back of the pickup truck, and I took the truck for a ride, you know.
On a country dirt road.
Yeah. And that way, it sloshed all around, and then I brought them home, opened the valve, drained them out, rinsed them out again, added some more water, took them for another ride with just water in them to rinse them out, and then drained them out, and then rinsed them with a garden hose, and then did that several times until I was convinced that there was none, if any, product left in there or detergent. And then you want to keep them out of the sun, and you can fill them with water. And you can fill them 90% with water, and you don't want to go more than that. And you want to keep them in a place where they won't freeze. Now, I don't know if freezing will crack them or not, but I don't want to take the chance because water expands when it gets frozen. So what I do is I keep them where they will not freeze. And I have 275 gallons plus 275 gallons of water. Actually, ours are 330-gallon totes. So about 300 gallons of water in each one. And you can do the same thing. And, you know, if your civic association objects to that, I have an answer for that. And when I lived in another state, well, here's what I did. I wanted to build a garage, and a freestanding garage, because I wanted to convert the garage under the house into a playroom or a living room where our children could play as they were growing up. They were very small. And the Civic Association said, no, you can't do that. You can't have that garage. It's 2 feet too tall. And we want to make sure it's the right color to match the house. We want to make sure that the exterior is the same, but it's too tall. And I said, well, I need it this tall because I want to put some storage in the upper part of the garage. I don't want to waste the space above the where I parked the cars. It was just a two-car garage. And they gave me a hard time. I said, you know what? You're right. You're right. Forget the garage. I'm just going to put up a tent. And I'm going to park my cars in the tent. And I found the circus tent. It's not exactly the color. It's got some orange stripes, some yellow stripes, and some white stripes. But, you know, it's affordable. And it's temporary. You know, I can keep it up for years and years and years, but it's not permanently attached. So there is no approval necessary. So you're right. And I really appreciate you guys helping me come to this conclusion, because I would spend a lot more in that garage. And they said, tell you what.
Well, that's it. You know, survival has to come before what some stupid homeowners association or municipality says. And, you know, you've got to look after the best interests of your own family is what you've got to do. There's two other items that I forgot that should go into your survival kit, okay? One of them is a projectile firing device, okay, as I like to call them.
Yeah.
If you can get a firearm where you are, you should get a firearm, at least one, preferably one for each member of the family. And if you say, well, I've got two kids aged 5 and 7, I say, good, well, if you can, get them some air guns, BBs. You know, they'll be able to go out and maybe shoot some birds, bring them home, and you can cook them. But it teaches them that, you know, weapons handling is what it teaches them. If you, you know, the area that we are in, if I bought a firearm, I could be arrested and put in jail just for the fact of me owning a firearm without the permission of the local sex racketeering cartel, okay, Blue Team. So at this time, that's not a chance I'm happy to take. But there are other projectile firing devices, okay, that you can have without the risk of warming a jail cell, okay? You can get catapults, and you can get bows and arrows, and you can get various other projectile firing devices which you can do your own research on. You can make them or you can buy them, but certainly have at least one and learn how to use it before the disaster time happens. And the other item I would absolutely include in the kit is a Bible. That will give you, your spiritual welfare is so important. And if you've got a Bible to read, then it will keep you going through the most depressing times. If you read the Word of God and somehow you just open it up and it just happens to fall on just that Bible verse that you need at that time, that's absolutely essential. And that can be just as much the difference between life and death for you at a vital moment as having a clean water supply or a source of food or fire. Like I said, a projectile firing device. I'm very glad that I remembered those two items, because those will become, together with your fire starting kit, will become the most important parts of your life in a grid-down emergency situation.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about something else, too. In our kitchen, we have a telephone. Actually, we have a couple telephones. And, for example, I have a telephone system here in the farmhouse, and it has multiple lines, but it's got line 1, 2, 3, or 4. We don't have that many lines. But what it requires is AC power. So it has this little wall transformer that you plug in, and that lets this telephone operate. It lets the caller ID function screen operate. It has a speakerphone, and it, you know, it's a little computer in an old 20-something-year-old telephone, and you can plug them in to one or two lines, and you can have intercom features, you know, throughout the farmhouse or your house. But it requires a wall outlet in order to operate. So if there's a disaster, and if we did not have a solar system, an inverter and a battery bank, we would not be able to use that telephone should the power fail. And what happens is at the telephone company, there's a central office, and they have battery backup systems that keep the telephone lines, if you have a landline, operating in the event of a power failure, a power outage. Well, I won't do any good if the telephone lines work and you have a telephone that requires AC power. So why don't you consider getting an older phone that doesn't require a wall transformer, one that just operates on a telephone power.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different high-tech shelters, from garage shelters to deep earth bunkers, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. And we ship worldwide. Attractive, comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take my...
When you go to
DC...
For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
You know, I just went to the internet and I looked up how much basic landline telephones cost. And you get them for less than $5 at the Chinese factory outlet. And if you want one that's a little more sophisticated, you can spend maybe $15 or so. So just a thought. And you may be able to find one at a garage sale, you know, an old telephone. I have the one that my mom and dad had when I was growing up in the 60s. We had a red-themed kitchen. And so we had a red phone on the wall. It was a wall phone, a rotary dial. Still have it. Still have it. They seem to be collector's items on eBay, well over $100. But my plan is to make sure that thing still works and hang it up on the wall in our kitchen, you know, that we have right now. So that's my plan so that, you know, I can make some phone calls. I still have a, you know, it's called a princess phone. It's, you have a cradle and you have the handset and you can pick up the whole thing and walk around with it. Very inexpensive and it works. So I just don't want to be trapped by not being able to get out. And I do not like the idea of the telephone companies not wanting to add more landlines. It seems like they want to do away with landlines and keep us all trapped on cell phones. Are they doing the same thing in Australia?
They absolutely are. Yeah, where we are, I have to have a landline because of my work. I work as a telephonist. And basically it's a requirement of the employment that you have a landline because cell phones are just not reliable. And they don't want the calls dropping out because they lose money, they lose clients, and there's other companies that that their clients will end up going to because it's a very, very competitive industry. But what they're doing here is they are not maintaining the landline system as they ought to. Our local telephone exchange It's not a manned exchange. It sits out in the middle of the forest in a wooden building with a leaky roof. Shame on you, Telstra.
Mm-hmm.
This is an issue of life and death out here, the landline system. I would say probably about three-quarters of the households out here still have a landline. But even so, mm-hmm. that exchange probably wouldn't have more than a few hundred subscribers, which is absolutely tiny. And but it sits out in the middle of the forest in a wooden building with a leaky roof. Every time it rains, mm-hmm. the roof leaks and water drips onto the telephone equipment, which is not good. What normally happens mm-hmm. if water drips onto electrical equipment, Vincent?
mm-hmm. Right.
You tell me.
Yeah. Let me share this story with you very quickly. Chicago Tribune, Dateline, May 4th, 2017. Illinois customers stubbornly hang on to your old landline telephone service. AT&T has a new plan for you. Switch to a modern alternative or face disconnection. Okay? AT&T is pushing for legislation pending Federal Communication Commission approval that would allow it to unplug the aging voice-only network and focus on wireless and internet-based phone offerings that have supplanted it. That's what AT&T wants to do. They want to unplug voice-only telephone lines. And you know, I like our landline, and I believe the uptime is well over 99.9%. That thing works and works and works, and you can always depend on it, or almost always. But cell phones, not the case. People call us, they tell us, they try to call us, the calls won't go through. Well, it's not our end, it's their end. They've got these cell phones. And, you know, they say that our landline's not working.
The fact that most businesses operate on a PABX system?
Yeah, landlines.
Landline.
Yep. That's right, because they need them to work.
You're
absolutely right. Gwyneth, I'm going to see you tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it. Thanks.
Well, you have a lovely, a lovely day, won't you?
You too. Thanks for being with us and sharing your thoughts on preparedness. That's Gwyneth Isaacs. Link on the website, usapreparers.com. The instructors tab. Class, there's a book, Black & Decker. It's a wiring book. It's the best available, in my opinion. I suggest you consider getting it. How to Wire Your Home. It's about $5 on the Internet. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different high-tech shelters, from garage shelters to deep earth bunkers, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. And we ship worldwide. Attractive, comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.